Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Define Startup Show. Today, we have another interview with an amazing entrepreneur. Today, we're interviewing Amy Schmidauer, who is currently about to launch a book today, actually. And that is why this episode is out on Tuesday. Make sure that you guys are tuning in, that you guys go check out her book. And we're going to cover that a little bit in the episode, as well as all of the amazing content that Amy brings to the Define Startup podcast today. So I really enjoyed this interview, and I know you guys will too. Amy's got a ton of awesome content on YouTube and how to video blog effectively. And make sure you guys go check her out on YouTube and all the other social media sites, which you guys can find in the show notes. But without further ado, stay tuned, get comfortable, and enjoy this interview with Amy Schmidauer. Hello, Amy. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Curtis.
I'm very excited for this interview, and I'm looking forward for our conversation. Before we get into the questions, tell us a little bit about yourself, some hobbies, and what your current role is in your business.
Sure. So I have a show on YouTube called Savvy Sexy Social. That is where I share my message about how you can go after the life you want. A lot of advice around video blogging and social media, but overall productivity, proactivity, and lifestyle. So that's the show that kind of kicked off everything, gave me the opportunity to have a thought leadership position in this space and sort of start attracting clients to my business, which is a video content marketing consultancy. I'm a co-founder at Aftermark, which is where we work with clients on their video strategy. So, yeah, I got a lot of stuff going on there. I think my hobbies include continuing to do the hustle for my business. I'm very passionate about what I do, so it's not really a job for me. But I also love watching movies and cuddling with my beagle.
Awesome. All right, and how did this whole business thing start for you? What was kind of the story behind it, and what kind of draw you in to start your own business?
So it sort of happened by accident. I went to school for political science, and I was working in lobbying and fundraising, and I discovered video just as a passion project, and it was just something I did for fun. I was on YouTube just sort of sharing my life with the internet because I enjoyed the editing process and having this creative outlet. And all of that really led me to learn about building community online, which helped me get connected with local businesses who at the time were really just trying to wrap their mind around the fact that this thing Facebook was coming about and that they needed this sort of presence for themselves online. So all these things kind of came together where I was able to answer questions people had, and I ended up becoming pretty useful in that way. And so I realized that this was a need, and I happened to be pretty good at it. So I started side hustling just to see what I could do to kind of make a little bit more money and have fun, you know, doing work that I found really interesting. And that led me to go full time because I didn't have enough hours to allocate for my growing clientele. And about a year and a half after the side hustle, I just went all in and took the chance, and I haven't had to look back.
That is great. So when you first started, how long after that kind of idea phase launch did you make your first dollar?
Oh, that's a good question. So the first client that I had was totally free, because I felt that, and I say totally free, but you can always get value back. In terms of paycheck, it was free because I didn't have a marketing degree. I didn't really have any portfolio work helping me in this case. So I reached out to who I thought would be my perfect first client, and I said, look, I have great ideas for you. I think this is going to be a blast. I will do it totally for free. And I think they knew they needed it as well in terms of like a Facebook presence and a Twitter presence. And I just emailed them and said, hey, I would love to do this for you. And they said yes. And that was my only client that I ever had that didn't technically write me a check on a regular basis. My second client came along just about a month later, and this again was in the side hustle phase, and they started paying me a monthly retainer to do something similar for them. And the cool thing is that even that first client who didn't pay me at first, you know, when I was trying to expand my mind and continue to educate myself, I wanted to go to my first ever marketing conference. I used my vacation time and any extra money I had to make that happen. But I went to that first client and I said, you know, you don't have to pay me, but if you could help sponsor me to go to this conference, that would be really beneficial for both of us. And so they did do that. They helped me pay for that first batch that I needed to go to Blog World in 2010. So there are always ways you can get value. But yeah, that first client was just so that I could position myself. And then the second one was my first paying client. So it was pretty soon after I started going, you know, on the side hustle launch.
That is awesome. And so after you kind of got that first client and second client, how long after that do you think it took you to be able to live off this income full-time and comfortably?
Well, it was never comfortable, even as a side hustle. I think it was just, you know, bonus dollars, right? And even to the day that I ended up leaving my job about a year later, it was not full-time income, but I knew that there wasn't any way that I could properly support myself if I wasn't giving these services clients, my full attention. So that's why I knew I had to take that leap when I finally did. And the really incredible thing was that because of all the side hustle, because of all the networking, because I went to the conference and all these people I was meeting with a great social presence online for myself and for my clients, all that networking allowed me to leave my job and, you know, alert the media. I sent everybody emails. I tweeted it out. I was just blogging about it. And so business came in immediately within 30 days of me leaving my full-time gig and starting my own business, I was able to support myself full-time. So it was all because, though, of all that work I did prior to leaving the job. I didn't just leave the job on a whim. I had done about a year of networking and client work and building in order to be able to do that, which was still unexpected that the clients just came in. But there's something so interesting that changes when you go from side hustle to full-time, because people see the opportunity now that you now have the time for them, and they may not have taken you seriously prior to that.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's a great story. I always love hearing kind of the origin stories behind these successful businessmen and women. It's always a fun part of the show. So in the early days of your business, what are kind of some of the methods that you used in promoting your company, and what are you doing now?
So this is why Savvy Sexy Social, the YouTube channel, came to be. What I had going for me was video experience, and this was a little early for people to get on board with video, although I think they should have at this point in time, and I can continue to preach that, but the reality is every year seems to be the year of video because so many brands wait. But the upside was that there were no marketers online who did a great job of talking about marketing on video. It was boring. It was a chore to watch. And what I had was a little bit of skill set in differentiating myself with video. So I thought, why don't I do that and also make it fun for the small business to learn this stuff that they're now feeling a little overwhelmed about the fact that they have to do. So that's how the YouTube channel started. You know, I had one already, but I needed one specifically for a business audience. And so I launched that channel. And that's what really helped me stand out, because not only was I presenting marketing information and education in a way that wasn't being done, I was also allowing myself to get more opportunities to be found in search for keywords that businesses would be looking for in order to learn how to do this stuff. And when you're creating value that's not only shareable from a social perspective or emailable to somebody that might already be a client, hey, I answered a question for you in a video, scale your time a little bit, but it's available in search, there's so many opportunities there to be found. And so that's why content marketing is just so absolutely important. But that's really what grew the business for me. In addition to continuing to get away from the computer, you always have to step outside your office and travel and go and meet people in real life, because there's not going to be anything like that, meeting people, even by video call, but by a face-to-face conversation. That has that has absolutely positioned me even further that I'm not just some avatar on the internet. So you do have to consider that as well. But there's so much you can do from home to just get started in getting the word out about what you do. You just have to think bigger because it's a noisy world out there. So how can you differentiate yourself? How are you great? How can you be special or be the favorite brand of your following so that you will be the one that they recommend?
Fantastic. Now, you live a very crazy, I'm sure, busy lifestyle as an entrepreneur. I know a lot of other people do as well. And so how do you organize and schedule your life?
So, yeah, this is pretty much how I do it. I live by my calendar. So I believe that if something has to get done, it needs to be given time. And the only way to properly do that is to give it, you know, space on my calendar. I can have a to-do list, and trust me, I've got lots of those, lots of lists, lots of things that have to get done at some point, lots of things that maybe I should do, lots of things other people should do. But the calendar is what truly speaks to what's important for me to get done, in which case I need to organize my day. So I'm a firm believer in calendar blocking for productivity. So what that basically means is, you know, marking off the major things that have to happen on the calendar so you really have a good idea of what you need to do. So one really big thing that I mark on my calendar is my morning routine, because I can't start on anyone else's terms except for mine. Otherwise, the day feels lost to me. So that's automatically time that I need to reserve on the calendar, and that's going to help me determine when I wake up, and that's going to help me determine when I go to bed so that I get enough hours of sleep. I also have to block off other things like going to the gym or taking the dog for a walk, because you know what? Those things have to happen too. When you really start considering every minute of the day being more precious and more precious, you won't just look at a list and say all of this stuff will get done today, because that's completely unrealistic. Likely your list is too long. But when you start to prioritize things and fill in the blanks you know are going to happen and then see what you have left to work with, you can start to be a lot more responsible and understanding of, okay, how realistic is it for me to get all this stuff done? And what should I not be doing? Because clearly I don't have enough time. And how can I offload that, get rid of it entirely, or give it to somebody else to do? So it's all about calendar blocking for me. That's it. I try to keep everything written down and really keep a journal of every idea that comes out of my head and I think I need to do. And especially right now, just launching a book, there's so many things on the list. I keep a list of it, but I'm also prioritizing things as it actually pertains to stuff I need to do. And then it ends up on the calendar if I do.
Awesome. I'm going to experiment with that a little bit. That sounds like a very efficient way of doing things. Now, you mentioned your book, and it kind of leads on to the next question. So I'd love to hear more about that after this. But before that, what one book has had the biggest impact on your life?
You know what? That's a really good question. I've read a lot of books, and a lot of books have impacted me. I will start and go with this one. Never Eat Alone by Keith Ferrazzi is the one that I recommend very frequently, and I think would be useful to this particular audience, because it's the idea around how much networking and knowing people and keeping track of those people that are in your life, whether you met them 5 years ago at an event or, you know, yesterday on Twitter, you keeping track of them so that you always realize how robust your network can be, and when you nurture it, you can really have an incredible base of people that will help you when you need it, because you have to start from the mentality of helping them first. He does an absolutely incredible job of showing all the different ways that he nurtures his network and keeps track of all these thousands of people he's met over time. And that's so important, especially if we go back to the conversation about starting up and getting that business off the ground. And like I said, if I didn't have the network and the time and the relationships that I was working on prior to leaving my full-time job, I would not have had that income come in when I did decide to take the leap. So I really think that Never Eat Alone is a great networking book that everybody should read. Keith Ferrazzi is a genius. Make sure you get the updated version of this book, because I actually read the older one, and it talks about Palm Pilots and all that kind of stuff, so that's a little outdated. But but definitely pay attention to that, because there's such great advice in there. And when you really start to open your mind about what you can do with a network and not write anybody off, because anybody can help you someday if you help them first, I think you can go just absolutely miles high with your business.
All right. Now, tell us a little bit about your book and kind of what caused you to want to write this book.
Absolutely. So I just released my first book. It's called Vlog Like a Boss, How to Kill It Online with Video Blogging. So similar to what I was saying earlier about how video helped me stand out in my business, it's something that I teach my customers how to do as well. And it was really important to me to write this book because I never really had a comprehensive guide of what it is that I teach, and a book was the best way to do that. And I'm also an international public speaker, and people always want to buy a book from you when you get off stage, and it's not something I ever had, because I always said, just go watch my videos. And that's an easy thing to do, but I think sometimes we have to give people the simple way of learning something quickly. And what I love about reading books is that somebody took so much time to take everything they know about something and put it into this 300-page baby. And I wanted one of those as well, because there's so much you can do with video when you start to break down the fears of what it really means to be on video, and then how to leverage it properly. And when you start to wrap your mind around that kind of stuff, it's very cool how motivated you can get, and to proceed with it is pretty cool. So that's why I wrote this book, and I'm just so excited that it's done. It's not something that's natural for me. You know, I make videos, I don't write. I do enjoy writing, but man, writing a book was probably one of the hardest things I ever did. I'm just really excited to finally have it ready for everybody.
Yeah, that is very exciting. And I look forward to checking out the book. Now, what is your number one tip for writers out there? What would you suggest, some good practices or something that you learned that really helped you in the whole journey of writing a book?
I think there are going to be people who write differently in terms of what their best environment is. But so I guess the general big tip is just know what that is. Because for me, you know, I actually started writing this book at the beginning of 2016, and I was unsuccessful because I thought, I will take 2 or 3 hours out of every morning to write until the book is done. But the problem for me is that I don't operate at a highly productive level for something if I don't give it 100% focus. So when you get started writing, and you know, once you're an hour in, you're really just starting to get going. So to cut yourself off an hour or two later, you're really not doing yourself justice of writing that book well. So what I found was I just kept stalling, and appointments come up, and suddenly your morning gets taken away from you, and that wasn't going to work for me anymore. So what I found my best environment was to actually take the time off to do nothing else to write the book. I ended up outlining 3 weeks in August by the time I realized what I needed to do and when I had a break in my schedule to sit down and write the book. A week of that got taken away, which you'll read about in the book. YouTube called and invited me to their camp, and it's kind of hard to say no to YouTube when they're like, we like what you're doing, we want you to come stay with us for a week so we can invest in you. That was probably one of the most special gifts that I could have gotten in the middle of writing a book about video. So in total, I had 1 week blocked off. I went to YouTube for a week, and then I had another week blocked off and finished it. So that's the environment that I needed. I needed 100% focus, no phone calls, no interviews, no nothing, no videos, nothing. It was all get the book done. And so I think that's the biggest tip, is know what it takes for you to do it. How natural is it for you, and what do you really need? Do you need to go away to a private island with no internet? You know, what does that look like for you? And then do it and get really serious about it, because that's your biggest investment in that book, is the time that you give it.
Wonderful. That is a great tip and piece of advice. Now, we have two more questions, and then we will be ending the show. So we'll get these done, and you can tell us a little bit more about yourself. So what three industries would you like to start a business in?
If I could start a business in three industries right now, which sounds like a crazy undertaking, I think they would be coffee, wine, and skincare. Because those are three things that mean a lot to me. So those are my three.
All right. And what is your greatest piece of advice for entrepreneurs?
My greatest advice is that you are only ever competing with a former version of yourself. And the sooner you see that and stop thinking about what you actually think is competition, which is other people, other brands, other things happening outside yourself, things happening to you, the sooner you realize that, the more successful that you will be. I think one of my strongest characteristics, and it wavers now and again because no one's perfect, but one of my strongest characteristics is being so focused on what I'm doing that I don't even really have time to worry about what everybody else is doing. Now, on some level, you need to do your research and you need to be aware of your network and let them know you see what they're doing and congratulate them and make them feel special because you see that. But I think people get really hung up on the success they see of others and stressing out about whether or not they can do it too. And the people who are doing it are just focused and getting stuff done. They're not paying attention to whether or not they can do it or not because they're just doing it. They're not looking at what other people are up to or what you're up against because you're really not up against it. So that's my biggest tip, is just to remember that you are only competing with who you were yesterday.
Wonderful. That is some amazing advice. Now, where can people find a little bit more about you, Amy, and where can we pick up this wonderful book?
I want you all to just go to vloglikeaboss.com. That's all the details you need for the book. Please pick up a copy, and there's obviously going to be some incentives there if you help me, since today is launch day. It's a super important day for me. And so I really appreciate you going and checking that out. If you have any desire whatsoever to consider video, this is the book that you need. And you'll also be able to find me in every other way you'd like to, socially or video-wise, on that website as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Amy, so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your time, and I really enjoyed our conversation today.
Thank you so much, Curtis. It was a pleasure to be here.
All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed another interview with Define Startup Show. Amy, thank you so much for tuning in with us today. Everybody, make sure you guys go check out her book, Vlog Like a Boss, How to Kill It Online with Video Blogging. She's got a ton of amazing content on YouTube and all social media sites, but make sure you guys go check out this book specifically. I know she spent a ton of time on it, and I know there's going to be a lot of value in there for starting a personal brand on YouTube and through video. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Remember, guys, you guys can check out show notes at medium.com/Curtis Anderton, or you can just Google the Define Startup Show and everything about the show and previous guests will pop up there. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week, and I look forward to this next coming month of February of episodes. I hope you guys are looking forward to some awesome new guests coming up. So remember, everybody, you have what it takes. Have a wonderful day and get something awesome done this week. Start something. Whatever it is you guys are wanting to do, I really, really encourage you guys just to start. Write that blog, start that video, whatever it is. So have a wonderful day, everybody, and I'm going to catch you in the next one.